When you, if you look in the our missalettes, the right above the reading is the entrance antiphon. You know, this is antiphon that's given to us in the book. It's a lot of times it's chanted or recited. We do it during daily mass. We recite the entrance antiphons. Well, if you look at the entrance antiphon for this Sunday, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near." That first word, rejoice. In Latin, that word is gaudete. So you'll also notice in our missalette, I like this with the new missalette, it actually prints in there, Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice Sunday. This is a Sunday to remember that we are to rejoice in the Lord always. And that's why, you know, this middle of Advent, more or less, kind of, since Advent is so short this year, this would be the exact middle if Christmas was on Sunday. But we're about as close to Christmas as we are to the beginning. You know, it's really strange this year how it works. But that's why during this middle of Advent, the colors change. You know, instead of the purple, the darker, more somber, royal colors, we've got the more celebratory color of rose, or some people call it pink. And I'm not opposed to that. I'm not one of these priests that throws a fit about, oh, you're wearing pink. Yeah, actually I am. See? it's a brighter color. It's a more rejoicing color. It's a celebratory color. And we're rejoicing and we're celebrating because Christmas is close. It's almost here. A week away. And we will be celebrating our Lord's birth. We will be celebrating that day 2,024 years ago, or 23 years ago, when our Lord was born in Bethlehem. We'll be celebrating that day when the Savior of the world came into the world. And our excitement, our anticipation is building. The Christmas lights are going up, and there's the activities and the events and the get-togethers and parties being planned and all this stuff. It ramps up our excitement. And in the midst of this, we hear from St. Paul, rejoice always. Rejoice always. I rejoice heartily in the Lord, and my God is the joy of my soul, from the first reading. Rejoice. And we have much reason to rejoice as Christians. I mean, just the very gift of our lives is a gift from God worth rejoicing, that we have this beautiful world around us. We have family and friends. We can rejoice in the Lord for that. But of course, more importantly, we can rejoice because salvation is open to us. Salvation is available to us. If that's not a reason to rejoice, I don't know what is. Because this beautiful world around us is also a world that hides pain and suffering. Maybe in our lives personally, maybe as, you know, when we turn on the TV and that's all we hear on the news, pain and suffering and sorrow and war and violence. Yet another reason to stop watching the news, but that's another story. Rejoice in the world always. Rejoice in the Lord always. Because salvation is for us. If we are a disciple of our Lord, if we follow Him, if we give our lives over to Him, we will have that salvation. And it's not easy. We know in this world, this sin-filled world, that it is difficult to avoid those things that carry us away from Him. But we need to follow Him because we have a hope for an eternal life where the pain and the sorrow and the difficulty and the war and the strife will be gone. It will no longer exist. We will no longer have to deal with it. We will have that robe of salvation. We will be saved from sin. So that's a great reason to rejoice, is that salvation is waiting for us. That even in our darkest moments, there is a light. There is a hope. But we can also rejoice because our Lord promised us that one day He would return. That one day He would come back. And that is when we will enter into that eternal life, that salvation. And so we watch with joyful anticipation for that day, and we rejoice for the coming of that day, whenever it may be, that the light that John the Baptist testified to will return. And so we rejoice and we prepare ourselves in that rejoicing for his coming. You know, as St. Paul wrote, may the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us that the one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. So we have this promise that he will return, and he is faithful. So we know that he will fulfill his promise. So we rejoice for that day when it does happen. But we also hear that call for us to be faithful to him in our lives. So as we go through the rest of this Advent season, we are waiting with joyful anticipation. May we join St. Paul in rejoicing always. Gaudete, rejoice. That is our call during this Advent season. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice.